We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. And as promised, we are joined right now by Missouri Governor Mike Parson. Governor, welcome into the program.
Good to be on here this morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. And Speaker Tim Jones was on here this morning and told me you had quite a crowd for your announcement on Sunday.
We did. We had over over 1,000 people there and talking about what we believe to be the future and things that were going on in the state. And we just felt like we were on the right track. So it was a great announcement in my hometown.
Before we get started on what it is you want to do and continue doing as governor, what is it you're worried about? I know you had raised some concerns about what happens in this state if Nicole Galloway or some other Democrat ends up getting the governor's office.
Yeah, I think all you have to do is look around our country right now. Look at some of the extremists on the left, where they're at when you're talking about some of them are wanting free education for everyone. They want to allow people to work or get paid and not even have to work. And then you got the new Green Deal. And all of that, when you line up on the federal level, will blend over down into the states. And whoever that nominee is, that's going to be who her leaders are. And they're going to be obligated to a certain degree to follow suit. And it just bothers me from being a military veteran, a former sheriff. I don't think that's the track. I don't believe the Democrats in Missouri believe those values that we're hearing outside of our state right now.
Yeah, I know you and I talked about this back before the end of the legislative session when they were debating the GM package. Your big focus has been workforce development. Part of that was allowing people to go back to school to get further training. The state would fund a portion of that, correct?
That is correct. We're looking at that program, trying to help people out there that maybe just needs to step up a little bit on skills and give them that opportunity to go in the workforce. We know the demand is out there in our state right now. And by doing that workforce development piece, since that time, since we started talking about that and actually getting it done, there's been 40,000 new jobs created here in the state in over a year's time. Businesses are coming to this state. Just the reality of it is, but you got to have people that are willing to go to work and make sure that workforce is prepared. But when you look at whether it's Bayer, whether it's Bungie moving their global headquarters here, whether it's the USDA moving two of their divisions out of Washington, D.C. for the first time in our nation's history and being smart enough for them to put them in the Kansas City region where they should be. I mean, there's just a lot of good things going on in our state right now. But you got to have people that's willing to work. And you got to make sure you meet those workforce demands. That's why that's been a priority since day one.
Yeah, Governor Parson, my guest this morning, what is your biggest challenge going forward? Is it infrastructure?
Yeah, I think no question about it. Infrastructure in our state is something that's lacking in a lot of areas. We got to make sure people can get into our state, and that means through our airports, that we can have destination points. You got to figure out how you do a better job of that. I think the river traffic that you're going to see in our state is going to increase probably just threefold, in the near future. I think there's going to be a lot of opportunities for more business, but you have to have the infrastructure in place. You can create all the workforce you want, but if you don't have the way for people to get back and forth to work safely on our highways, and again, the other thing I think I want to add with infrastructure is you got to have the broadband capability. I think I told you before, we still have 10 schools in the state that does not have broadband capability. And to really even think about raising kids up in this generation and this time and not having the ability to go to that, it's just a total disadvantage. So we got to fix some things like that. But listen, I'm telling you, we're on the right track in the state right now. Things are going well.
Governor, you had a meeting here the other day with some clergy members from St. Louis who are concerned about violence in the city. I understand you offered them some more law enforcement. I mean, we've tried that before, and basically the prosecutor here wouldn't even work with them.
Yeah, that's a real problem up here. And the reality of it is, this problem hasn't just happened overnight. This has been going on for years. And, it is going to take the federal government, the state government, the city, the county. and the clergymen and people in these communities to fix this problem. Other cities have done it, but none of them has done it with just one entity. So if everybody's not willing to work together on this, this is not going to change. That's just the hard truth about it. But, you know, these clergymen stepping forward, they understand the importance of what we're doing here and why we're trying to help. And I'm more than happy to put boots on the ground up here. I'll put troopers up here. I'll help with some finance if we can help with financing. But they've got to work together. Kansas City just did triple beam. Was a special operations up there where the feds and the state and the city and the county work together. 350 violent criminals off the streets. You know, 200 guns off the streets. I mean, those are the kind of things you got to do. But you got to take some sort of action. You got to quit talking about it.
Well, that's true. And it's not just a matter of throwing money at it, which seems to be the answer some people are seeking.
Yeah, I mean, money's not the obligation to it. You know, you can help in certain ways. When I say money, we can put people on task forces and help with those things. But you got to implement real things that make a difference. I think we've all seen where people sometimes want to just throw money at a problem and don't check to see, hey, what was the end result of that money? And the sad thing about it is that when you do that, you start one of them programs, it goes on and on and on with no better results. And I'm not interested in that. I was in law enforcement 22 years. I get what it's like out there, but I want results. And I want somebody to prove to me, if we're going to help, that we're going to end up making this state better, making these communities better.
Governor Mike Parson, thank you for your time this morning, and good luck, sir.
All right, no problem. Good talk to you, Mark.
We will talk again soon. MikeParson.com is his website, at GovParsonMo on Twitter.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!